This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. This week is a huge one for the Ann Arbor District Library. After nearly a year in full lockdown, branches are reopening for summer readers who are longing to see books, to put their hands on books, to talk to librarians. What a time when so many Michiganders were in need of a good read and the comfort and solace that books can bring us. And community libraries, with their community, to be limited to the bloodless, if hygienic, contact-free exchange? That's all over starting this week. Josie Parker is director of the Ann Arbor District Library, and she joins us now. Josie, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about the factors that led you to close the branches to the public last March.
Well, I think our decision was one that was made by many institutions and organizations within that very short period of time in March a year ago. I think we knew that the numbers were going to climb. We understood the science. And so we made the decision to close completely for several months. And then we reopened back up in order to provide our vestibule service and our locker service. The whole time, though, in March through June, before we reopened for vestibule service, we were operating by phone and online with our programming. So the library pivoted very quickly to a virtual program experience and real-time reference and assistance by phone. We never really were totally closed.
I think this is a model that a lot of libraries around Michigan have had to deal with, sort of a year of hybrid, you know, just doing what you can based on infection rates in the area. What would you say has been most challenging about the past year?
Oh, I think for me personally, and I think for a number of the people who manage and supervise here, it was keeping a connection to the staff, holding us together as a unit and a culture so that the initiatives and ideas could still bubble up in ways where we could continue to serve the public and give people the opportunity to do that. I think that was the challenge from an administrative point of view. And I think also we were very, very interested in making sure that the public library still was available to our community in whatever way we could bring it. That was always in front of us. That was the goal. So that staying connected to people was the big challenge.
What can you tell us about library usage numbers during the time when you were just providing that vestibule service, getting books ready for people and giving them to them contact-free when they turned up?
Surprisingly, our numbers were relatively high for vestibule service compared to what we did the year prior, where people were able to come in and come out. We were at around 65-70% of normal operating through the vestibules, which is amazing, really. So all that time, we had people working in the building, masks and distance, and in what we called pods. We kept people isolated to work groups in specific locations throughout the entire time, so that if there was a positive COVID test within the staff, it would only affect a certain number of people and a few people. Fortunately, while there were people on staff who tested positive for COVID, there was never spread on staff. So we were very relieved about that. But our numbers were high.
What happened with use of digital formats during this time?
Well, the use of digital formats, of course, went up. And we expanded our digital collection consequently. I mean, the New York Times became available at no charge digitally to our patrons during this period of time, as did the Wall Street Journal, which is limited. It will end at the end of the year, that offer. Some of the publishers we deal with who publish digitally offered us more for circulation at little or no charge during COVID. So it was a year where behind the scenes within the world of books and publishing and digital information, the people who produce it were working really hard to help us circulate it, to provide it, to keep it there for people. So there was a lot of generosity and a lot of sharing going on.
Do you think that the experiences people have had in the past year will mean any kind of long-term changes in how they use their library?
I can't imagine that it won't, and I can't imagine how it wouldn't. I think that we all have to come through this period of time with differences that we have to adjust to. And every way that we think about how we operate, how much we're around people or not, how we use the institution of the public library, what it means to a person now probably is different from what it might have meant a year and a half ago. I think we'll find that out over the next year. We can't know now. So we're opening today and we're trying to bring the services that we had before COVID back to people. And our eyes are open and our ears are open to listen and see how our community comes back to the library, what their experience is here now, how that's changed, and what they want for us going forward. We've always done that, but under these circumstances, I think we're all a little bit more intensely sensitive to this situation.
Right. As people do come back to their libraries, will they find them very much changed in any way?
Not so much in the ways of shelving, material on shelves, places to sit, computing areas, places to sit with your computer. In the AADL, a person may be in our library all day long. We never look at that in terms of how long have you been here? What are you doing here? So they can be here. I think what they will find is we took the opportunity to do things that we were able to do when contractors were able to work. So there was a lot of recarpeting done. We redid completely the youth department restrooms downtown. We've added some spaces in the branches, some meeting area spaces in the branches, so that we'll be able to have more rooms for people to have small group meetings or, in one case, a larger group meeting. A lot of our buildings on the insides were repainted. So I think if people feel the difference, it'll be subtle in the main and welcome. We also added a large screen in our lobbytorium downtown to help with our major events, which was a gift from the Ladies Library Association. So there are some changes, but it's hopefully nothing that will jar anyone or where they'll feel like their library changed in a way that they can't abide.
What kinds of things needed to happen to get you ready for the reopening?
Oh, my. It's been quite a week. So because we had people in the buildings all throughout this period of time, making sure that material was available to folks who requested it, and also checking in the tens of thousands of items that were being brought back from folks who had already had material out. We had to space the workstations out all over the system in order to distance people, and that included out into public areas and every building. All of that had to be taken down, and the spaces put back into the normal work areas. The vestibules were essentially rooms. By last week, those had been built out in such a way that they were rooms with structured walls and doors, and those areas had to be deconstructed and put back. The work that was being done inside the building was finishing up. So we've had to take down a lot of things, put all the furniture back, put the computers back where we had moved things. So it was a lot of internal staff work that had to happen to make it ready. And so it's open. People are ready. People are really, really excited.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of feedback were you getting from people both today and in the run-up to reopening?
Into the run-up to reopening, for the most part, people were excited, very supportive. I would say that 99% of the folks who've given feedback to the library throughout the pandemic have been very supportive and very positive about the library's approach and service and disservice decisions. Some of the things we've done, we'll continue to do. We added pickup lockers everywhere except downtown, so that will be a part of our service going forward. Shelf service, where you can let us know via email that you would like a bag of books on a certain subject. We'll put it together for you, and you pick it up, check it out, and it's sort of a surprise. We're going to continue doing that. You know, the folks who are negative are people who question COVID's existence, that sort of thing. You know, we're very respectful of criticism, and we handle that in a respectful manner. But for the most part, people are just thrilled to be able to come back in their public library in Ann Arbor.
Looking back, do you think that making the closure for the period that you did was the right decision?
Yes, I do. I have no regrets about closing the library in March a year ago and keeping it closed. None. We did not have COVID spread within our staff, and we had people working here all through this. We did not have any known instances of spread from our staff to our users because of the way we manage our vestibules is contactless. I think that the goal was to mitigate infection. That was the point. And to be a part of helping that happen. And so now in Washtenaw County, the numbers are really low and the library did its part. We did what we should do to help make that happen. So no, I don't have any regrets about that at all.
Josie Parker is director of the Ann Arbor District Library. Josie, it's great talking to you. Congratulations on reopening.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your day, and I hope to see you in the library.